Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
I'm going to read this out to you, and we had to change some of this because it identified a couple of people. So I'm sorry to the person who sent it in, but we did have to change your story slightly. Oh, because we don't want to identify anybody. So it goes on and says, so basically, I have a newborn and the father is living abroad at the moment. For the past several months during my entire pregnancy, there has been no communication apart from my side, where I have kept him updated with scans and pictures, etc. When I had the baby, his response in a text was indifferent and as if he were a stranger, passing comment on my announcement to him. I'm finding it hard to reach out to him now as communication is a two-way street, but with him, it's entirely one way. I now need to swallow my pride and see how his processing has gone regarding the baby. But part of me is finding it difficult to do so. I am also pretty sure he hasn't told anybody, so his family wouldn't know either and have never met me. Now, I'm just going to stop for a second before I get to the end. I believe from what I can read between the lines, it was a one-night stand. I get the impression it was a one-night stand, or certainly a relationship her family didn't know about, which leads me to believe she got pregnant on a one-night stand. Anyway, it would be interesting to hear from any grandparents who had a similar situation. Should I reach out to his parents and let them know they have a grandchild? Now, there's two questions here on this, right? So the basics is, looks like it's a one-night stand, possibly, or it's a very short relationship. He's not interested. He doesn't care less. He doesn't even want to know about the baby. He's abroad. She can't even communicate with a man. He doesn't care, and he's not going to. You can bring him to all the courts in the world. You know, he's living abroad anyway, so you're not going to get a bean off him. They can't even impose the fine. Sure, they can hardly deal with it in this country. They're not going to deal with it while he's abroad. So just write him off out of your life for the moment. So, but do his parents deserve to know? They are grandparents, and grandparents do have rights. Or maybe you feel, no, fuck them. None of them deserve to know anything about it. I'm going to keep the baby to myself and they can all go and jump in the lake. I want to know today what you think of the situation. We don't have much background about the relationship between this woman and the baby's father, but we can presume, considering the family have never met her, that it was a fleeting romance that kind of led to the pregnancy. But does his parents have any right to know that they have a grandchild? Or is it his responsibility to tell them? He clearly hasn't. Do they have a right to know? So this girl basically is asking, do they have a right to know? I mean, she's not that voluntary with the information to them, but she's asking, do they have a right to know? Do you think they have a right to know? Or do you think, no, to hell with them all. Just keep the baby to yourself there and forget about them. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I'm asking, should this lady tell his parents about their grandchild? Or should she just say nothing at all? Do grandparents have the right to know that they have a grandchild? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Valerie. Valerie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Valerie?
I'm good, Niall. How are you today?
Good, good. Now, good. What do you reckon? Do you think grandparents have the right to know? I mean, this girl basically got pregnant and the father doesn't want to know. He's off in another country somewhere. The family don't even know he had a relationship with her, so I assume it's a one-night stand or something, or fleeting romance. So, but she wants to know, should she contact his parents and let them know?
Well, I wouldn't think it's her place to do that. First of all, I can only speak if it was me. I mean, you know, if she's pregnant by a guy and he has no interest in being a father to that child, she's actually doing herself and the baby a disservice by even, you know, chasing him up. Just let him go and, you know, and focus on herself purely and the baby that she's going to have. But I wouldn't think it's her place to contact his parents to let them know their grandparents. That's down for him to do that. But if the father doesn't want any part, you know, in the baby's life, I personally wouldn't dream of contacting the grandparents, you know?
Yeah.
I just wouldn't think it's the right thing to do. Do you know, if the father doesn't want contact with the child, well then, why involve the grandparents? That's for him to do that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do get you. I do get you. And It could backfire on her as well, to some degree. You know, the whole thing could backfire. Yeah. I mean, you have people involved now in the child's life who may not want to have been involved, and now they kind of feel some sort of compliment to be involved.
That's right. Yeah, So I just think it would be the wrong thing to do. I mean, she just needs to focus in. She obviously got with a cad that's totally irresponsible. Do you know, and even if it was a one-night stand, I actually knew somebody once that was actually put in that situation, and I had great respect for him for the way he handled it and the way his parents handled it. It was a holiday romance. Really, really nice guy. And he met an Irish guy. He met an Irish girl on the holiday. And they did a romance for a number of weeks. When he came back a couple of months later, got a phone call at his job from her. She tracked him down. And just to say, she was pregnant and it was his baby.
Oh.
But, I mean, he was so good to that little boy. You know, the minute he found out he was involved in that baby's life. Now, in the meantime, she had ended up in a different relationship with somebody else and had another few kids and whatever. And sadly, he wasn't happy with how his son was being raised in the environment because it wasn't ideal, the kind of package that his son was involved in. Do you know what I'm saying? They weren't solid parents, but he was exceptionally good to his own son. You know, drove the distance from quite a distance, a couple of hours away, one part of Ireland to the other to meet his son every weekend, financially supported him, you know, paid for his education, and the grandparents were very involved in his life, you know.
It is complicated, and I know, by the way, legally grandparents do have rights, by the way, because there has been many cases in the family law courts where, say, Johnny doesn't want to have anything to do with his baby, right? But the grandparents do. And I've heard of cases where grandparents will take a woman to court for access to their grandchildren.
Yeah, but that's probably a circumstance where, you know, they've been in a relationship for a number of years and, the relationship has broken down. So the parents had a relationship with the baby and it was taken away from them. That's different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But these grandparents don't even know about
the child. No, they don't even know the child exists.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where it's different, you know. I actually think he's an absolute cad, to be honest with you. If I thought my son's, you know, did such a thing, I'd be disgusted if I thought
I know.
That I raised him to be so irresponsible.
And absolutely, but look, you know, I know accidents can happen. And you know,
it can, but you know, if there's a baby there, like, you're both
grow up,
you know,
man up to it.
For helping out with the raising of the child and financially supporting the child. It's two-way street, you know.
You can't just abandon somebody.
Unfortunately, men do. You wouldn't do that with a dog, no matter mind a human being.
Yeah, some men do, sadly.
No, there's so many screw-ups in the country, you know, in different countries because of that happening. And it's wrong. And actually, they shouldn't be able to get away with that either. I think, actually, it should be taken off their income.
Yeah, in some countries, they take it a lot more seriously than we do. They'll actually chase the fathers down for maintenance, and they will take it from source, from their wages or from their social welfare.
There's a big cost involved in raising and education, you know, when it comes to children, and the state shouldn't be picking up the tab for all that. Why should they?
Okay, well, let me go to Babs as well, because Babs, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Babs?
Hi, Niall.
How are you doing, Babs? Well, I mean, do the grandparents have a right to know? Valerie makes a really good point that it can be quite complicated, you know, and it can complicate matters. She's saying it's up to the father to tell them, essentially.
It can be, you know what I mean? But obviously he's not going to tell, and I do think they have a right to know. It could be their only grandchild, for all we know.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably, you know what I probably mean? Is, yeah, maybe it is.
You know,
yeah,
that way, and it's up to them whether they want to know, but at least she needs to reach out and try. I mean, every child needs an identity. They need to know who they are. You know, I kind of had that kind of, it wasn't a one-night stand, but it was a very short space of time when I got pregnant on my daughter.
Mm.
And like that too, as time went on, I got to know a little bit more about a father and his family. And it's a long drawn out story because he's gone now. He passed away 19 years ago. But no, I always had the thing open, you know what I mean, for them to get in touch or vice versa.
Yeah.
If she wanted to, you know, I found out everything I need to know about them. So they know where they are. And when she wants to know more about our dad's family, even though he's not here. Yeah, no, I think every child needs to know their identity.
No, and I completely agree with you, because obviously I've been in a situation where I have no idea who my own father is. Biological father, of course. But so I do believe it's important for people to know their identity and their backgrounds, etc., etc. But I am also thinking of this girl, you know, and she's kind of thinking to herself, well, am I better off without them? Because clearly they didn't want to have to do it with me. Well, he did. The father doesn't want to have to do it with me.
Yeah.
So maybe
I think it's more detrimental to a child, actually, if they feel unwanted, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, any child that if one of the parents doesn't want anything to do with the child, I think that's actually more detrimental to be forcing that issue.
It's actually similar to a situation I had on the air going back about 6 months ago when I had a woman come on and said that the father of her child had nothing to do. From the moment she got pregnant, he vanished, right? And then he came back 12 years later when the child is 12 and said, I want to be part of the child's life. And I'm thinking, feck off. go away.
No, he was only filling in some need he had in his life, wherever he was at that time. That was for selfish reasons.
Yeah, I mean, that could do more damage to the child because, I mean...
100%.
Yeah, I mean, look, okay, let's say you turn around and you say, all right, well, you can have access to the child and, you know, their child as well. And then 2 years later, he gets cheesed off and he goes off again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't need that.
Yeah, sorry, Babs.
It doesn't have to be a case where, all she needs to do is to inform them and put it nicely. I'm just informing you, whether you're giving them the choice if they want to have any input into the child's life. They don't have to, but as long as they know, and that child knows as this, you know what I mean, when it does grow up, it knows its identity. It'll know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It'll know that daddy did exist and daddy has people, you know what I mean? But they don't have to get involved. That's up to them. But they do need to know.
Yeah, but I don't think it's her place to let him know, because you could be opening up a whole can of worms there. Do you know what I mean? The very fact that he's taken no responsibility and he hasn't let his parents know. It would be their place to make contact with her. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah,
I don't know
do,
why you're getting involved in the family dynamics there, you know, with the relationship between
think...
the...
Well, I think if their grandparents are, if it's a case that they did know and they just did say to someone quietly, that person could be married and all now and could have a family of his own and probably maybe did, you know, at the beginning. But at the end of the day, just informing them, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to, it's up to the grandparents if they want to inform the son. Mm. Like, why didn't you tell us? But if they don't want, it'll be the grandparents that'll be opening the can of worms.
By the way, Babs, do you think grandparents have any legal right over a grandchild?
I'd like to think so. I'm a grandmother. Hmm. You know, I became a grandmother and my son didn't stay with the girl, but yeah, I kept in touch and I...
Okay, well then let me ask you a question. Let's just say that girl turned around and said, I don't want Babs having anything to do with my child anymore. I'm not even with you anymore. I don't want your mother having anything to do with my child. And off she goes and she moves off out to Tala or something like that, right? And do you think you have the legal right to go to court and demand that you have access to that child?
I would like to think so. I don't think I'd probably go down that road.
You probably wouldn't.
I'm open-minded, you know what I mean? It's just a simple fact was at one stage, I was the one that kind of kept in touch, you know what I mean?
She didn't force issues,
you know?
Okay, no, absolutely, and I don't want you to go into your personal issues on the air, and that's fair enough. But what I'm saying is, do you think you have should a grandparent like Babs, or like anybody, have a legal right to get access to a child?
I do indeed.
Yeah.
I do. Any a grandmother would say, you know what I mean, the love of a child, you know, it's just amazing. It's like a second chance, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the little things that you miss out, you know. But I think, grandparents have a right to know. But like everything else, it's within reasons. I mean, there's a lot of girls out there that just don't bother. You know, there's a lot of grandparents out there that don't know their grandparents.
Yeah, they just don't get
involved. And yeah, everyone else around them would. That's the gaffest part about it.
All right, well, look, I got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Thanks, Valerie and Babs. Loads of people, by the way, texting into this in relation to it. And differing views. Some people are saying, why would you bother telling them? I mean, clearly the fellow doesn't want, their own son doesn't want to have anything to do with the girl or the baby. So why would the grandparents want to have anything to do? And maybe he has. She's thinking, you know, somebody said maybe she has actually... Or he has actually told his parents and said, listen, there's this young one hassling me. She's just had a baby. I don't want to have to do it. Or if she contacts you, I don't want to do it. So she could embarrass herself. So as far as she's concerned, his family don't even know that she had a baby. He doesn't want to have to do it. But she's asking, should I inform his parents that the baby is actually their grandchild? Should she? Or could she open up a whole can of worms? The number is 087-188-0008. All right, let me go to Josie. Josie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Josie?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, you were kind of in this situation that this emailer has sent in, this girl who kind of got pregnant from a fleeting romance many years ago.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, how did you end, firstly, I don't want to go to, and if there's anything too personal you don't want to tell me, please don't. But how did you end up in that situation, apart from the obvious?
Well, basically, we had one night stand and we were both as responsible or as irresponsible as each other. And
how old were you, by the way? How old were you at the time?
I was 23, 24 at the time.
Okay, so you weren't silly. you were old enough to be responsible, but just obviously it was a moment of madness.
Yes. Yeah. And alcohol was involved.
Of course, as it usually is, yes, in the mix. Exactly. In the mix. Yeah. So, and when you found out you were pregnant, how long did it take before you found out you were pregnant?
Yeah, with 6 weeks, maybe.
Okay, and then you start thinking to yourself, like, did you know him? I don't want to go too much into his identity unless you do, but did you know him?
Yes, we went to school together.
Okay, all right. So, and did you decide I need to tell him, or did you just decide not to bother?
Not initially. I suppose I was young and stubborn, and I thought he could do the math himself and figure it out. But obviously, my expectations were too high.
Okay.
So when our son was 2 years old, I actually went to him and had a conversation, and his response was, "What did I want?" So
you just thought you were looking for money?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so
at no point during the pregnancy or, you know, around the time of the birth, did you get a message to him or say to somebody, listen, would you ever say to Johnny, he's the father of this child, for God's sake, you know? At no point did you do that. You just kind of left it up to him to figure it out, because you live in a small village, I believe.
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So he should have put two and two. Okay, he should have saw you walking down the street pregnant and put two and two together. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So 2 years later, you know, you kind of had a meeting with him and he just thought you were looking for money. So that didn't go well.
Well, I just wanted him to know that, you know, just to make that clear. So I suppose I got on with things for the next 7 years.
At any point did you think of contacting the grandparents? Or, well, his parents?
I suppose I felt that I had told my family and it was his responsibility to tell his family. In hindsight, I don't know if that was a mistake. I think possibly I should have just said to him, look, you either tell them or I will.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was up to them to kind of be involved or not. But we're all geniuses in hindsight.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
So I think maybe this lady should possibly say this to this guy and say, look, either you tell your family or I will.
Okay.
Because they can always claim ignorance and then it's back on her as to why didn't you tell us? So maybe if she eliminates that, then they'll have the opportunity or the choice to be involved.
See, in your situation, it was a very different world, of course. It was a long time ago now.
That's correct.
And I know your son, who was born, died quite young as well. Ashling was telling me there a few minutes ago. My condolence to you on the loss of your son. And I know he passed away. And before he died, even, I know he had been a little bit unwell. Did this chap come forward at any point to you and say, is there anything I can do? Can I help? You know, even during the funeral arrangements, anything? Did he come forward?
I'm laughing. there were several opportunities given for my son's father to help.
Yeah.
And none of them were taken.
So you threw out olive branches left, right and centre. Yeah.
Several.
Yeah.
And he actually came to visit my son a month before he died.
Okay. And did your son know who his father was?
Yes, he did. Okay. Yes, he did.
And how did he feel at that late stage in his life? Well, obviously, was your son aware that he was going to die at the time? Was he aware of how unwell he was?
I think he was aware of how unwell, but I don't think any of us realised that he was going to die.
Okay. And did at that point, did he seem resentful of the fact that his father had ignored him for 17 years of his life?
My son was an amazing young man.
What was his name, by the way? Tell us your son's name.
His name was Brian.
Brian, okay, because I don't want to have the show go and unrecognise his name. Okay.
And he was an amazing young man. We had a conversation after that visit and he spoke about forgiveness and he was happy that his father had come to visit him. And he had said, well, I've forgiven him. Why can't you?
Mm.
So I just said, well, look, I had a couple of issues, but they were my issues, not his. And basically, I was very proud of him.
Yeah.
And
sounds like a good person that he could do that after 17 years, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah,
he was a bigger person than me, but he had experienced a lot, and that's where he was at.
Sounds like a wonderful young man, by the way. A wonderful young man.
Yes, very mature.
And what can I ask you, by the way, if it's not too much? So what did he... Actually, no, I'll leave that because it's quite a personal question, and I don't want to upset you today. But in relation to what this girl said in her email, because it was a one-night stand, because it was a fleeting romance, I get the impression from her email, like yourself, she probably just wants to go it alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? That she just couldn't be bothered. She's reached out on numerous occasions, like yourself, to the father, and, you know, has indifference in relation to that. So do you believe she has an obligation to go to the grandparents and tell them?
Well, I suppose... it's not all about her. It will be about her child at some stage and what they're, if you want to say, entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose for me, I was stubborn. I was young. So it was a case of I can do it. I was like Madonna. I was keeping my baby. And, you know, you think you're superwoman, but then life actually throws things at you.
Of course it does, yeah.
And you may need support going forward in the future.
Well, two are always better than one, aren't they? They so,
that's yes.
So they say. Look, you know, I have a great admiration for single parents around the country who raise a child on their own. It's no mean task. You know, and obviously two are better than one, and there's some wonderful single parents who've done a wonderful job. But it is always better, of course, statistically, to have two people raise a child than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's about giving them the information. And what they do with that information afterwards really isn't her responsibility.
Yeah.
But they cannot turn around and say, we did not know.
That's a fair point, yeah. Yeah. At least, look, I told you, you had a choice to do something, to get involved if that's what you wanted to do, obviously on her terms.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I wish you well, Josie. And once again, condolences on the loss of your son. I know it was some time ago now, and a lot of time has since passed. But I'm sure he was a wonderful young man by the sounds of it, a very forgiving young man by the sounds of it as well. And thank you very much indeed for sharing your story today. I really appreciate it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.